If one team scores and the other doesn't, the game's over.
And that's what we wanted, Jack. We wanted to win that coin toss, so that's the first plus. We wanted to go on defense, so that's plus number two. So right now we just need our defense to hold on this side of the ball.
Utah State starts at their 25-yard line. Jordan Love to take the snap from center. To his left is Lawan Hunt. Love wants to pass on first down. Goes to his right, and the pass to the end zone is tipped away, incomplete. Excellent defense by DeMarcus Owens to tip the ball away. It's going to be second down and 10 for Utah State here in this overtime period.
Yeah, Utah State takes a shot right to the corner of the end zone. DeMarcus Owens in coverage, and he's able to jump up and get his hands on the ball and tip the ball up, and fortunately that ball lands out of bounds.
Second down for Utah State at their 25-yard line. They went for all of it on that play. You can gain a first down. You don't have to score from the 25. You can gain a first down and keep the drive going in this overtime period. Again, that's part of the overtime rules. Love gives the ball to Hunt. Hunt hit as he goes through the line to the 22-yard line, a gain of three. Tackle made by Cedric Wilcots and Leon McQuaker. Now it's third down and 7 for Utah State.
It's a big third down right here, Jack, for this Aggie defense, forcing Utah State into a potential field goal attempt.
Third down for Utah State at the Aggie 23-yard line. Jordan Love looks to the sideline. And now Dax Raymond, their tight end, their second leading receiver, shifts from right to left. 20-20, we're in overtime here in Tucson. Love, with pressure coming, goes to his right, and the pass is caught. The man has the first down. It's Braylon Roberts. Roberts tackled by Shamad Lomax, and he is down at the 10-yard line, so it looks like it's first and goal for Utah State.
Yeah, it looks like they picked up a first down, and Braylon Roberts was able to run a curl route right there.
They give to Hunt on first down, no gain. Tackled right at the line by Malik Denby. Second down and goal for the UTAGs at the 10-yard line.
Yeah, Denby coming in from pressure from the Utah State left side. So really good dialed-up blitz right there, able to get a good quick stop.
Hunt stays in the backfield with the quarterback, Love. Second down and goal at the Aggies' 10-yard line. The Aggies tied it up in the fourth quarter on a strike from Tyler Rogers to Jaleel Scott. It wasn't certain at first that it was going to be a touchdown, but the review confirmed it. Now Hunt shifts to the quarterback's right. Second down and goal for Utah State. Their first possession in overtime. Love is going to scramble. Still faking the run, and he's tackled for loss. Coming up to make the stop, Terrell Hanks. It's going to be third down and goal back at the 11-yard line for Utah State.
Really good job by Hanks, just kind of staying on his spy position on the quarterback, and is able to track him down and not go for the pump fake right there and come up with the big tackle in open field.
Love, a freshman from Bakersfield, California, from the right side hash mark, goes to work third down and goal at the 11-yard line. Lawan Hunt in the backfield with Love. Two receivers to the right. That's the wide side of the field for Utah State. One receiver to the left. That's the short side. Love wants to pass. Hit as he throws the ball to the end zone, and it is incomplete. Incomplete. The Aggies break up the pass intended for Braylon Roberts. It's Jaden Wright. And now it's fourth down, and Utah State will bring on their field goal team.
That's a really good job. Coach Spaziani dials up a blitz from the backside of the quarterback and really just gives a little bit of pressure. And, again, Wright in the right place at the right time right there, and he's able to get a good stop in his defensive back position.
A field goal attempt of 28 yards for Dominic Eberle. He is 9 of 9 at this distance this year. And Eberle's kick is on the way, and it is not good. It is not good. And so the Aggies will have the ball, and all they need to do is score to win this game. Eberle, who coming into the game was 16 of 18 kicking field goals. He's 2 of 5 this afternoon, and this one well within his range. This one wide to the right, and the Aggies have the ball now at their 25, at the 25-yard line, and all they need to do is put points on the board.
That's a huge stop by this Aggie defense. Again, coming up huge. So right now, a couple of things. Aggies just need to make sure they pick up a couple of yards here, and they could basically kick a field goal and win this game. But you want to make it nice and easy. Get yourself in the end zone, to be perfectly honest.
Rogers goes to work from the left side hash mark. First and 10 for New Mexico State. Their first possession in overtime. The game is tied at 20 apiece. Utah State's kicker misses his field goal attempt. The Aggies.
New Mexico State.
Aggies have one timeout at overtime and they take it. It's first down for the Aggies at the 25-yard line. They have no more timeouts in this overtime period. Larry Rose, the third in the backfield. It's a fake to him. Rogers the keep. Rogers takes it down to the 20-yard line. It's a gain of five. David Woodward on the tackle, actually a gain of four. It's second down and six for New Mexico State University.
Yeah, good job. Tyler Rogers is keeping that ball right there. And defense is in. It was crashing in, and he picks up 5 yards.
Scott sends the wide receiver to the left, three receivers to the right. Rose stays in the backfield with the Aggies quarterback. They give the ball to Rose through a hole at the 20, 15 to the 10. He's got a touchdown! And the Aggies are Arizona Bowl champions. Oh, yeah! Larry Rose the third does it for New Mexico State and their fans.
I tell you what, Jack, that's awesome right there. Larry Rose, the senior, his final carry in an Aggie uniform, walks into the end zone, touchdown overtime in the Arizona Bowl. Doesn't get any better than that.